Hello and welcome to Calm Sage Podcast. My name is Mansi and today I want to talk about one of the toughest topics we face in modern society, dealing with suicidal thoughts. It is not an easy conversation. It's a subject fraught with taboos, fear and especially sadness. The statistics are staggering and in the US alone, suicide is the second leading cause of death among youth. Nearly one of every 8 children between the ages of 6 and 12 has suicidal thoughts. The suicide rate is approximately 4 times higher among males than females worldwide. So, if you are at a spot in your life where you're thinking, what's the point of carrying on, or you know someone else who is, I hope my words give you comfort and you know that you are not alone. Even though your pain may seem overwhelming and permanent at the moment, there are ways to deal with suicidal thoughts and feelings to overcome the situation. Believe it or not, many of us have had suicidal thoughts at some point in our lives. But it's not a character defect and it doesn't mean that you are crazy or weak or flawed. It only means that you have more pain than you can cope with right now. You may feel like you are useless and not wanted or needed by anyone. You may be feeling hopeless about the future or powerless, like nothing you do or say can change things. You may be blaming yourself for things that have happened in your life and you might think it would be easier for others if you weren't there. There can be even times when you may not even know why you feel suicidal and think that you have no reason or want to kill yourself. Because of this, you may feel guilty or ashamed. It can feel much worse if no one knows what you are going through or how bad you feel. But you don't need to be alone. There are people who are willing, able, and available to help you. If you can't immediately find someone you know whom to talk to, Calm Sage family is completely reachable, so you can always share your feelings and we are here to help you feel better. We totally understand that it can be extremely difficult to combat suicidal thoughts, but there are certain things that you can do to help you cope up in your daily life. It can be very hard to talk about having suicidal thoughts, but it is very important to share what's going on with you. If you have made a plan to hurt yourself, talk about what you are planning to do so that your doctor or therapist can understand how serious your thoughts are. If you are very distressed, it might be suggested that you take some medications which will help you feel calmer. So go ahead. Secondly, we suggest our listeners to remove anything that you could use to harm yourself or ask others to do this with you or for you. Go ahead, make a distraction box. Fill it with things that provide comfort. Remind yourself of the good things in your life and help you that can literally help you to lift up your mood. You can include anything meaningful and helpful to you. For example, you can put a book, photos, letters, poems, music, notes to yourself, a toy, perfume, jokes, anything, like anything. Next, we suggest to avoid drinking alcohol or taking non-prescription or recreational drugs. They can change the way you think and feel, mostly in unhelpful ways. So avoid that. Remember your personal goals. You may have always wanted to travel to a particular place, read a specific book, own a pet, move to another place, learn a new hobby, like volunteer, like just go back to school or start a family. Just pen down your personal goals. It will help you remember that you don't need to think and have thoughts about suicide. Talk to someone you trust about what's on your mind whenever you need to. Keep a list of phone numbers of people you could call. If you're not sure who you can call to, try giving a call, use a helpline or text to a counseling service. Even I am also sharing all the hotline numbers in the description section, so that anytime you have suicidal thoughts, you can talk to someone. In fact, keeping a journal or diary can help you understand what you are thinking or feeling, or how you are reacting to situations in your life. It can literally make it very easier for you to find different solutions to any problems you are facing. Reading stories of recovery can also give you hope that things won't feel like this forever, and that your situation will automatically get better. Many people with severe mental health issues are living happy lives, and believe it or not, your story could inspire someone too. Feeling suicidal is a really difficult thing to go through, but surviving it can inspire so much hope in someone else who is struggling. Getting through it together is the key to many support groups and other networks of people who are going through similar feelings. If you wish to share your personal story of triumph, do write to us and we'll be more than happy to share your story of victory. Ultimately, be kind to yourself. Just as your suicidal thoughts took time to appear, so it will take a while for them to fade. Live from day to day and don't expect too much from yourself. Even if you can't see a way forward now, you can be certain that the way you are thinking and feeling about things will change. And if you are still feeling trapped or actively have a plan to end your life, please call National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Coping with and working through periods of severe suicidal thoughts is possible. But you are not alone in your struggles to fight for a more hopeful future for yourself. Reach out to CalmSage through our social media handles and we'll be more than happy to help you feel better. For more details, please check out our description section. And stay tuned for our next podcast. Thank you.